Hey, morning.
I hear you are a new property owner. So you use SRX or not to find the price?
Of course. I use everything on the SRX X Value, looking for a good agent that can help represent me.
Bro, look no further, man. The good agent is right in front of you. But how many places did you look at?
More than 50 places before I settled on one.
Lucky you didn't call me in. You know, I'm serving a pair of buyers and I think I've looked at least 30 over units already for them. I have 20 more to go and I'm quite okay with it because it's such a huge investment, they really need to be sure about what they're buying.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of work that you need to do. But for me, my agent did most of the tough things. She helped me to do the scheduling, the appointments, and they helped me with the negotiations and helped me to save money.
You know what? There's this huge misconception that as long as you have an agent, you got to spend money. No, right?
Absolutely not. Especially for private properties. Agents don't cost a buyer anything because this buyer, they will get the commissions from the seller. They co-broke.
Hey, Jay, but some people, some agents don't like to co-broke.
That's against the rules, because according to the CA, as an agent, you're supposed to protect the best interest for the seller, right? If you don't co-broke, then you're limiting the options.
CEA has this in place?
Yes. And, that's interesting. Unless they get an agreement with the owner to say that agent is not going to co-broke, but...
Why would the owner do that?
Absolutely. No one would do that. Right?
What is co-broke? I feel kind of left out.
Okay, so in a deal, there are usually two agents, right? One working for the seller, one working for the buyer.
Yes.
So when the seller's agent receives the commission from the seller and he sells the house, he splits it with the buyer's agent.
Oh, like share like lah.
Yeah, but it's different in a HDB, yeah? Because in a HDB, usually they don't do co-broking. Whereas when it comes to the private properties, that's the market practice, that the buyer don't have to pay the buyer agent. The buyer agent will actually get a co-broke commission from the seller.
So why not have him looking after your interest, right?
Absolutely. He helps you negotiate. He helps you do the scheduling of the job.
When you're raking the millions.
Oh, yes.
And you need an agent.
Uh-huh.
Get one if you're buying.
Okay, can.
And a parting note is let's try not to be penny wise but pound foolish, right? Trying to save on couple of thousands of dollars. And then at the end of the day, you are at the losing end of the negotiations, having to pay more money, right?
Exactly.
Wow, looks like I learned a lot about property transactions. See, I'm speaking like I know what I'm talking about. Well, if I want to find out more, I could go down to your website, yes?
You can come to srs.com.sg. You can find out the X value for your home or any home that you intend to buy.
What a man. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Thank you.